now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, here's my word. Get the hell off my spread. Now.
And on that cheery note, good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, off today. Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. And yes, how you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And we love to explain it to you. Really, in today's day and age, it's the days of just sitting in the car and listening to your radio. Yeah, most people still do that, but it's pretty much over. Now it's all about the devices. And whether it's your watch, whether it's your Android, whether it's your iPhone, whatever the circumstances are, it could be a tablet, it can be your laptop, or you could be sitting at home starting your work day if you work out of your house, and you're on your PC. Well, guess what? You can get us. And if, for example, all you got to do is go to our homepage, click the Listen Live button, and there we are. Boom, you're listening to Spano and Black Live. But you also have the advantage of seeing all the various different programming that's on the network, when you can grab it, when it's replayed, the schedule's right there for you. And, of course, all the interviews that we do. We do dozens and dozens and dozens of them on this network every single week. And, you know, we have a lot of fun doing it. But it's the premier names in sports, the premier journalists in sports. And if you're looking to grab your little Spano and Black or Sports Byline USA, boom, there we are. And you're sitting at home getting your day started. But if you're on the go, you can do radio on the go as well. Most important for us, it's the American Forces Radio Network. For all our guys and gals who are serving us overseas or anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, and we're giving you a little bit of a taste of home, we're happy and proud to be a part of it. When we come back, we'll set the table for this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Get ready to play some ball here on the attack. I'll be right back.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen. They're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh.
Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
The whole process of buying a home, it was terrifying. We didn't know if it was even something that we could plausibly do. But having this estimate from Zillow, in which they kind of calculate out what the approximate value of that house maybe should be, it took all that kind of scary risk away. I can't tell you how much happier we are having a place of our own.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better, and I know I can trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. With events that feature special savings just for pros, getting the best price on the things I need couldn't be easier.
Right now at Lowe's, pro customers can receive 5% off at lowesforpros.com or 10% off with your Lowe's business credit card on purchases July 29th through August 7th. Visit lowesforpros.com for details and exclusions. Valid 7/29 through 8/7. Registration required for savings online. Credit offer subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
From one white boy to all nationalities, we got to stand together, people.
Or you can just sit down and listen. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride, as they do each and every day, and we're happy to have you on board. Let's get the table set for this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And, you know, there was going to be so much to talk about today. I just made the decision to go guest-free. We'll have some guests lined up the rest of the week. Baseball guy tomorrow to talk about the trade deadline, working on something special for the middle of the week as well, a little bit of a surprise for you. But with the PGA being completed, Draymond Green sharing a special photograph, and the Olympics being what they are, because I've got some interesting stories as far as that goes, we've got a full show here in front of us. But we're going to start with baseball, and today is the trade deadline where all non-waiver deals can be completed. And the Indians, as expected, struck and struck big time by getting Andrew Miller from the Yankees for a ton of prospects. They got the mother load, the Yankees did. And certainly understandable. The Yankees are still in it. They are not in any way, shape, or form giving up on the season, although they are making moves that are going to thin the depth on their roster. Now their bullpen is third man up. And we'll have to see how that plays out. And maybe there's a prospect down below that they can bring up and throw him into the closer's role and give him a little bit of experience. And there's still possibly more moves to be made. The market for Beltran, we'll see what or if there is one for him. There certainly should be with his big-time ability with the baseball bat. But with all that being said, with the Chapman deal last week where they got a top prospect out of the Cubs organization, albeit at a position that they're loaded on, they being the Indians, turn around and make a big move for Andrew Miller to shore up that bullpen. And Andrew Miller right now, you can make the argument, is the best relief pitcher in baseball. And, you know, it's all subjective. I'm not going to get into all that kind of good stuff. But with his strikeout ratio in the innings pitched is just sick. And you know, they got their left-handed reliever, the Indians, and they had to give up a lot to get him. That was on the heels of having a deal in place to acquire Jonathan Lucroy from the Brewers, and Lucroy had five teams that he could veto a trade to, and one of them were the Indians, and he said, nope, thanks, not going. So whether or not they're able to work details out and get him to accept that deal is going to be the drama of today's deadline. The Brewers are certainly looking to move him and get value and get depth. So we will more than likely be talking about that again tomorrow. And, you know, the possibility exists depending on what kind of financial remuneration they could give him. Remains to be seen. There's always behind the scenes things going on between agents and teams and all of that kind of good stuff. But he did not want to go to Cleveland, which is a little bit surprising after playing on a perpetual loser. He'd only be locked in for one more year with the club option. And that one, it did kind of surprise me a little bit, just for a year and a half of being in Cleveland, which, you know, you can argue the merits and the the negatives of it. But you are going to a baseball team that's very well managed, at this point very well run, and poised to make a nice run in the playoffs. And Jonathan Lucroy decided, at least as of now, not to do that. The deal for Andrew Miller is a win-win. I mean, from the Cleveland perspective, they get the left-handed pitcher that they wanted to shore up the bullpen. And unlike the deal with the Cubs and with Chapman, this is not a rental. This is Andrew Miller, whose contract goes through 2018. So you've got the rest of this year, next year, and the following year. So, you know, when you're a smaller market, smaller budget team, such as the Indians, if you have the ability to keep contending for the next year or two, you're not going to be forced into this kind of move at the trade deadline. Your guy will be in place. He's going to be your closer until he's either retained with a longer contract or no longer with this team come 2019, barring injury, of course. And so from that aspect, it's a complete win for the Indians. And, you know, when you figure that, and look, you know, they're hoping that Michael Brantley will come back, and that would be the added bat. I don't think they can possibly be in the Beltran sweepstakes anymore. I don't think they have anything left to offer. But they decided the pitching was more important than trying to gather the bat, although they were ready to go with Lucroy. But now, whether or not that kind of deal could even be done, well, that remains to be seen, just because of the fact that a lot of the farm system went bye-bye to the Yankees. And look, this adds to a pretty capable bullpen, but they're all coming at you from the right side. I mean, Cody Allen is solid. Brian Shaw, Dan Otero, proven commodity. But Miller, with that fastball slider, man, and as I told you, he is just one of those guys that he's bringing it to the 2-to-1 strikeout ratio. He's pitching to a low one ERA. He's far from obviously being a specialist with that kind of ability. He can bring it to the left-handers and the right-handers. Virtually unhittable with left-handers. And the right-handers have their tough time as well. And, you know, you look at it from the aspect of pointing towards the postseason, and you're looking at a guy that, in theory, is going to be locked down once you get it to him. They're set up pretty well. I mean, they need another bat. They certainly need another bat. And maybe the Lucroy thing ends up getting done. I don't see how that could possibly happen now. But, you know, look, it's you literally, you know, you're in first place. You've got decent separation with your team. And, you know, nobody is making that poised threat, that poised run right now. I think Tigers are starting to inch up. But White Sox look like they're finished. Kansas City, amazingly enough, and that's, to me, this is a surprise. This was predicted last year. But this is a surprise for me. And they're 12 back now with a record of 49-55. They're not going to fire this year. Twins have been out of it for a long time. White Sox, sub-500, they can't get there. But the Tigers are creeping, and they're starting to make a little bit of a run. So, you know, a pretty dynamic move for Cleveland all the way around. And if you have a perceived weakness, and there was for them, this is the kind of move you want to make. This is the kind of move that smaller market teams usually don't have the ability to make. But in this particular case, Miller's contract, you know, is not exorbitant. They can afford to absorb that. He's under team control. They had to give up the haul, as we knew they were going to have to. But if you're a Cleveland fan, and they've had trouble drawing all year, with this team in first place, four and a half games up, making this kind of deal, and even with the ability to try to make the Lucroy deal, even though it got shot down. You know, if you're a fan, well, put your money where your mouth is. Now it's time to get out there. Now it's time to support this team. They've done what they can do to put themselves in a position to win this year. Get out, support them, spur them on to the postseason, and who knows, maybe it'll be an all-Cleveland kind of sports universe yet again. I'm Bob Black. We'll pick up the details of the trade on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Same thing. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe's off today. Well-deserved break. He's going to take a couple weeks here and we'll have some fun. Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Man, Robert, I don't know if you like Italian food or not, but I do. But I was deciding last night I was going to do the right thing. And friends of mine and I, we went out to this nice place and sitting there chilling, drinking a glass of wine. And I decide, you know, I'm not all that hungry. So let me get this grilled chicken sandwich, a little bit of lettuce and tomato. I decide to forego the sauce, a little bit of mustard on there, kicking back. My friends are you know, eating the pasta dishes and all the heavy stuff. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to relax a little bit. Do that. Man, I bit into a piece of garlic, a big chunk of raw garlic. I don't know how it got on the sandwich. And I swallowed it. And I've been dying ever since. I don't think I've had this bad a heartburn in my entire life. Went home last night, a little Pepto, didn't work. Club soda, relaxing, didn't work. Went to bed, tossed and turned all night, got up this morning. I swear to you, I feel like I ate a bottle of Tabasco. It's insanity. No coffee this morning, man, just water. Oh, my goodness. Well, I promised you some details on the Indians and the Yankees. Andrew Miller going to the Indians. The package of prospects. Clint Frazier, Justin Sheffield, outfielder and a pitcher. Ben Heller, J.P. Frierson, heading to New York City. But, you know, look, it's the way it breaks down. Miller's been in a lot of stops, but he found himself as a relief pitcher. And he's 31 years old, yeah. He's sitting this year 6-1, 1.39, 9 saves. Don't forget, Chapman, he had his saves early in the year. Chapman came in, took over the closer's role, was lights out. Miller didn't bitch. He took his role as the 8th inning guy, slid in, and there was nary a hiccup. You know, we mentioned Drew Stanton. And, you know, a guy that got moved out for Jonathan Papelbon last year at the trade deadline. He collapsed. An epic meltdown against the Mets, which really was kind of the key to their season as far as winning a series. And Stanton walked the house and then gave up the huge hit. And the Mets ended up sweeping the series on their way to the World Series. Because he couldn't handle the role. He gets moved to the offseason. He still can't handle the role. Gets moved again. You know, Miller, no such animal. If he's got to do the 2-inning save, he can do it. If it's a non-save situation, he can do it. It's, you know, look, it's a guy that is truly one of the elite relief pitchers in baseball. You know, he's got electric stuff. Career ERA of 2.72, but like I said, it took him a little while to find himself. He started with the Tigers. Wouldn't they like to have him back? Went to the Marlins, Boston, Baltimore, where he really found himself. And in the Yankees. Now, you know, again, will he close? I don't know. It's a tough decision for them to make. The Indians. I mean, it's, you know, they've got Cody Allen down there. This year he's got 20 saves. He's 2-4 at a 2.58 ERA. Will Francona flip-flop these guys? Now, you know, everybody's going on the assumption that Miller's going to come in and close. I don't know. And the reason why I bring that up is because of the fact that there are certain guys that cannot handle not being in their closer role. I don't know if Cody Allen's one of those guys or not. Now, Francona hasn't made a public statement, but at least as of right now, it looks like they're going to use him as the bridge to Cody Allen. Now, I don't know. To me, a guy that's averaging 15.3 strikeouts per 9 innings and has allowed runs in only 8 of 44 appearances. He sounds pretty locked down to me. Maybe they alternate. It's going to be an interesting dilemma for Francona. And again, the reports are that he's going to use him as the eighth inning guy, which is what he's been doing mostly for the Yankees. But we'll see. Like I said, he didn't, he being Francona, did not state how they were going to use Miller. They just kind of left that open, and they were trying to pin him down a little bit when the deal was consummated, but he didn't give it up. And, you know, again, you got Brian Shaw out there. You know, Allen's closed. He's been closing effectively. 20 saves is effective. Miller might be better. It's going to be a lot of mix and match, I think. And that in itself is going to be interesting. But, man, 6-1, 1.39 ERA, and a 15.3 strikeouts per nine innings. That's just, man, it doesn't get any better than that. You know, tough on the guy to move. Miller, one of those guys, he slid into the New York scene, had absolutely no issues with it. You know, unfortunately, well, or fortunately or unfortunately, depending on the perspective, you know, he's locked in for a couple of years, making good money. He's got 21 mil left. And, you know, hopefully he'll be happy in Cleveland. 21 mil that runs through 2018. And according to Jason Stark and his sources, the Indians are on the hook for all of it. No Yankees paying the money here with the amount of prospects that they got. This is all win-win financially for the Yankees. And they got prospects that they are thrilled about. So, you know, again, from the Indian perspective, Miller goes in there. This is, you know, when you look at the team itself, this was the exact thing that they needed to do. Is it, hey, we're going to win the championship now? I don't know. But when you consider the starting pitching, which, you know, when you start with Corey Kluber, that ain't bad. Everybody else is pretty solid. And again, the bullpen, you know, it's not bad. You know, you got Brian Shaw. You know, Jabba's out there still. And he's still bringing it pretty decently. You know, 20 games, 2.25. Not too shabby. You know, there's good things happening in Cleveland, and that bullpen is set up pretty decently. And you add Andrew Miller to that, not bad. You know, they're getting decent production out of their lineup. You know, not a bunch of all-stars. You got some, but not a bunch. But Francona has a bunch of guys that he's comfortable with, and they could, you know, again, they could use that one more stick. And they're really hoping that it's Brantley coming back in time for the playoffs. But, you know, again, you look at that, it's 4.5 games over Detroit. Detroit's playing good ball right now. The question is, can they hold them off? And when you're making this kind of a move, this is what it's all about. It's about chemistry. It's about whether or not you're upsetting the balance in the clubhouse. You know, again, there's only a couple of stars on this team, Kipnis and Kluber. And, you know, Kipnis is the leader. He's in his prime. 290, 17 home runs, 58 RBIs. You know, first rate. But again, it's not, you know, it's not a roster of stars. Kluber's been solid this year, but not great. Not coming off of last year, comparatively. But with all that being said, you know, this is when you're sending this kind of message to the clubhouse, when you're telling your guys, we're in it. We're in it for the long haul. And I truly liked what their GM said yesterday, because he was talking about the fact that, you know, this is not only short term, this is long term. This is a guy that's going to be with us for the next couple of years. We want our players to know. You know, Chris Antonetti, you know, they went out and got him. Good for the city, good for the team, good for the clubhouse. We'll talk more about the trade on the other side. We'll give you some Yankee perspective because it's not all dollars and cents. They got some studs.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Folks, I'm the Extra Crispy Colonel from KFC, and it sure is hot out. You could fry an egg on the sidewalk, but you can't use the sidewalk to freshly double bread three chicken tenders and fry them up to an extra crispy, juicy finish and serve them with a biscuit, mashed potatoes, a cookie, and a drink for just $5. You can only get a real meal like that in my Extra Crispy Tenders $5 fill-up. It's 100% guaranteed not to be fried on sidewalks. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
Edgy, edgy, what's the difference? Man, we got so many new rejoiners. Get sprinkled in the old ones every once in a while. Not such a bad thing. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Yankees and Indians completing their deal. And, you know, again, four prospects. And listen, you know, there's throw-ins in this deal, but I got to tell you something as we break this down from the Yankee perspective. They got some bang for the buck here. And again, when a player, and you look at the difference in the trades, Chapman going to the Cubs, they got the legitimate prospect, but that was it. really not much else involved. Maybe that guy plays out. Maybe he doesn't. It's already a position of strength for the Yankees, so chances are pretty good he's going to change positions. And maybe gets lost in the depth, maybe ends up being a trade piece. These guys that they got from the Indians, they figure into the future. This may end up being the signature trade of the Brian Cashman era. And that's a bold statement, but let me tell you something. They might have gotten it done here. Again, you got to give to get. You are dealing with a franchise in Cleveland that hasn't won in a long, long time. There's pressure to win, not only, there's always pressure to win, but there's pressure to win not only from the prospect of how long of a drought it's been, 50 plus years, but the fact that they have a winner directly across the parking lot in the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, look, organizations don't make decisions based on a franchise in the same city in a different sport. But when you look at the landscape of what's going on in Cleveland, the Browns are a perpetual joke and can't get out of their own way. They hopefully think they have it turned around with their new coach, Hugh Jackson, and a new attitude with this franchise. Cleveland's sitting on a championship, and so long as they have LeBron James, at least for the next couple of years, there's the possibility they can win more. Indians have talent. They had a nice run last year, came up short. But with Terry Francona and company there, they have an opportunity to win. And there's no dominant team in the American League. It's not like the National League where you're looking at the Cubs and you're saying to yourself, wow. And if not the Cubs, maybe the Nationals. Wow. Giants, who knows? So why not Cleveland? And they make the move. Now, Clint Frazier and Justice Sheffield, they are two of Cleveland's top three prospects. Frazier, he was with fifth pick in the 2013 draft. And Sheffield was drafted by Cleveland in the first round in 2014. Yankees also got Ben Heller and J.P. Frierson, and I'll tell you why they're important as well in a couple of minutes. Now, the Yankees shot Miller around for quite a while. A lot of teams looking at him. Indians bit the bullet, decided to pay the price. Sheffield is, let me start with Frazier. I got his stats pulled up here. Frazier's hitting a combined 273 with 13 home runs and 48 RBIs, starting at Akron and going to Columbus. You know, he's a little bit in over his head in Columbus, 238 and 21 at-bats. He recently got bumped up. But he was raking down in Akron. And again, average, not great. But what they love about him, and the Yankees are flat out in love with this guy, he has gone as close to untouchable in this organization, literally from the time they pulled the trigger on the trade, as maybe Greg Bird is, their first baseman that's going to be playing there next year. Cashman described it, Frazier, as having an electric bat. They said throughout the minor league systems, with all scouts in all systems, his bat speed is already legendary. He runs, he's hit, he hits for power, and he plays all three outfield positions. So I don't know if he's a five-tool player. They don't mention the arm, but he's definitely a four-tool player. And I love the quote. He said he's an exciting, high-energy guy that shows up for the national anthem in a dirty uniform. That's the guy you want. They said he's competitive. He wants to do nothing but win. With the Yankees, he's got long hair, so that's getting cut. But again, they are flat out in love with this guy. He's not going to make the jump to the major leagues next year. It'll more than likely be the year after. But he'll get that full season of AAA. Maybe they decide to bring him up on the back end of the season and just give him a taste. Same way with you know, a lot of teams do that with their prospects. Some of them, they never go back. They all of a sudden find out that they're not in over their heads. But Frazier looks like he's pretty raw, and he's had a little bit of an adjustment going into the competitive nature of AAA. But with that being said, they think this guy is going to be their star of the future. And with the possible unloading of Carlos Beltran today, you know, where does he slot in? We'll see. God, wouldn't I like to have that Jacoby Ellsbury money freed up? But he's going to be with them for a long, long time. Sheffield, he's the nephew of Gary Sheffield, isn't everybody. He is playing at Lynchburg. He's a starter. He's 7-5 with a 3.59. He's a left-hander. Raw. Green as grass. But 19 starts. And it looks like they will keep him on Class A and not push him too hard. He's 20 years old. Maybe they bring him up to Double A towards the back end of the season and give him a little taste. But again, electric stuff. Guy brings it up to 95. He's got three pitches, mixes them up. He knows what he's doing. Control is okay. Still trying to get that under, you know, a little better under control. But he's a left-hander, so it's not unusual. They said he's never in over his head as far as battling. Doesn't quit on the mound. And he's not one of those guys when he gets in a hole, all of a sudden, whoa, and the inning implodes. You know, again, you take the ERAs with a grain of salt at this point. They're figuring it out. You know, they're figuring it out. And, you know, as I said, and we'll get to the other two prospects in a second, the Yankees, for all that's going on with them, and we had speculated about the balance that the Yankees have to deal with. And, look, Joe and I, we play amateur GM sometimes, as we are wont to do on any sports talk host is wont to do. We've talked about it because we're both New York local guys with the Knicks, with the Rangers, with the Yankees, with the Mets, about rebooting a franchise when you're stuck in perpetual mediocrity or worse. And the ability to do that or not do that in the major leagues, in the big leagues. Well, the Knicks, with their 19.5 capacity at MSG, actually it's up to 20 now, they were starting to see empty seats on bad teams. So they did the one thing that they could do in bringing in a guy like Phil Jackson, who had the gravitas with the New York fans and his championship rings, to come in and essentially reboot the franchise. It's been mixed results so far. He made bold moves in the offseason. I think the Garden's going to be rocking this fall. Whether or not it pays off with guys who, to be kind, are a little bit brittle, remains to be seen. But they've done their rebuild pretty quickly. They struck gold in Kristaps Porzingis. And the fan base has been accepting of that. The Mets, years and years and years of just being a bad baseball team, piled on with the Madoff situation, so they didn't have any money. And last year, when the young arms were coming into maturity, Sandy Alderson finally got the okay to pull the trigger on some minor deals early, but then, of course, Cespedes at the end, and they got to the World Series. And the fan base is thrilled. And for all those years of suffering, man, Citi Field was that house was rocking last year. That was old-time Met baseball, harkening back to the 86 teams and what Bobby V did in 2000, 2001. You know, they were going, and the fan base, you know, they're a little disappointed this year. They've had massive injuries, and they're probably not going to be able to make a run. But even with that being said, the fan base, they got nothing to bitch about. Yankee fans, you know, when you look at it, this has been stuck in mud. And as the dissolving of the core four was taking place, you know, Bernie Williams and Jorge Posada and Andy Pettit and finally Derek Jeter stepping off the stage, the further along they went, there's just no juice in Yankee land. And they walked that very fine line. Yeah. Plenty of good seats still available. All you got to do is look at a Yankee game and look behind home plate at those $1,000 a game or whatever they're priced at seats. They're empty. There's no electricity in the ballpark. And it's not that they're a putrid team. They're up above 500. They're still in it. And that was the tug of war going on between Brian Cashman and management. Because management believes that, you know, you can't break this team down and build it up again. But management is wrong, and ownership, I should say, to be more specific, is wrong in one particular thing. Because of the fact that they're the Yankees and because of the fact that they always spend money, that when you have these opportunities to do what they have been in the process of doing with these two relief pitchers and probably with Carlos Beltran by the end of the day, you have a chance here to do something special with this baseball team. And again, when you look at what's going on with this roster and their ability to spend money on top of it, because aside from the Dodgers, nobody has a bigger checkbook than them. Well, maybe the Cubs now. But you can still write big checks when the market justifies it. They can reboot this franchise on the fly, give themselves farm system depth, and still remain competitive. And the Yankees fans, they will be happy with that. Believe me, they'll be happy with that. And with the prospects that they've added, and I promise you, if not in this last little segment, beginning of the hour two, I'll get to the other two prospects because they matter. This is a Yankee team that is rebuilding on the fly, getting quality pieces, and is going to be competitive for a long time to come. They are doing the right thing. We're going to do the right thing. Step out here for a couple of minutes. When we come back, we'll wrap up this hour of the attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices.
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hello, this is X-14.
Are you the head Martian?
Yeah, I'm the head Martian. If I ever run into you, I'm going to break your arm off and shove it down your throat.
Well, you just can't do that, Mr. Martian, because you don't know where I am.
Well, in that case, I guess I'll just have to blow up the planet Earth.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack. And, you know, before we went to the break, and like I said, this is going to spill into hour two, because I want to break down some stuff with not only the remainder of this trade, but other stuff with the Yankees as well and their farm system and why this is going to work for them. You know, understand, again, in the New York market, unique to very few other places, you know, you look at the Cubs, look at the White Sox. Does baseball matter there? Yes, it does. Since the ownership change, Theo Epstein, the boy wonder coming in, the Cubs have not only wanted to be the lovable Cubs, but to win as well. They've been willing to spend that money to do it, make the moves to do it. They're in place now to win. White Sox have won. A little bit of an afterthought right now. But in markets like New York, Chicago, Boston, L.A., you got to win. And it's tough to justify to a fan base that you're going to rebuild. But the Yankees may have walked that tightrope with this deal and with the Chapman deal and maybe with something else to come that's going to satisfy their fan base and ownership for a long time to come. Well, that's it for hour one of The Attack. Like I said, on the other side, this is going to spill over. We're going to continue with more baseball as there are more deals to discuss. And then we'll get into the PGA and the Olympics in hour two as well. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
I think I've made a lot of sacrifices. I work very, very hard. I've created thousands and thousands of jobs, tens of thousands of jobs.
Donald Trump was on ABC's This Week and was asked why Khazir Khan's wife did not speak despite being on stage at the DNC.
If you look at his wife, she was standing there. She had nothing to say. She probably, maybe she wasn't allowed to have anything to say. You tell me.
Then the Republican candidate was asked what has been a sacrifice in his life.
Oh, sure. I think there's sacrifices. I think when I can employ thousands and thousands of people, take care of their education.
Many people are seeing another country's flag in the uniforms of the USA Olympic team. The uniforms made by Ralph Lauren were unveiled this week, and some people say that it looks more like the colors of the Russian flag. Some of those commenting online are wondering how you could miss that detail. This is USA Radio News.
We all want to live long, healthy lives, and we know that smoking is not a part of making that happen. We all know the dangers, but we also know that it's tough to quit smoking and make it stick. And that's where Nickel Block comes in. It comes in a little bottle. And when you put it on the filter of your cigarette, it blocks the inhalation of tar and nicotine. So you got to check this out. Go to nicoblock.tv and find out more. You can also call 877-835-6060. Now, whether this is your first time quitting or your fifth, Nickel Block is your best chance to stop smoking for good. The taste doesn't change, and neither does your satisfaction. But what does change is your dependence on nicotine. And as you increase the number of Nickel Block drops, you'll gradually decrease your tar and nicotine intake. It's that simple. It's gradual. It's effective. Call 877-835-6060. Stop smoking. Make it for good this time. 877-835-6060 or go to nickelblock.tv.
Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine returned to Richmond, Virginia to host a campaign rally, Frank Hammond reports.
The rally comes after a three-day jobs-focused bus tour across Pennsylvania and Ohio with Hillary Clinton. Today's event will be held at Huguenot High School on Forest Hill Avenue, where Kaine will discuss his and Clinton's vision on an economy that works for everyone, not just those at the top. Doors open at 5 p.m., and Kaine's expected to speak at 7 p.m. It will mark the first time Kaine is scheduled to hit the campaign trail on his own, separate from Hillary Clinton. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
His Republican counterpart, Governor Mike Pence, made his first rally for Donald Trump's campaign in Ohio, speaking to a crowd at the University of Northwestern Ohio in Lima. Pence says it's time to change course.
We can't keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. We need a president who will lead America back to strength at home and abroad, and that man is Donald Trump.
USA Radio News.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool. Very cool. Very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Gold medalist Alana Nichols says, like many people in society, she thought people with disabilities didn't have much to offer in the way of athletics. But then she started playing sports again.
I learned about the Paralympics, and then I also learned about the possibilities for people with disabilities to get their education, to return to work, to live happy and productive lives.
Miss Nichols, a three-time gold medalist, broke her back in a snowboarding accident when she was 17. She was an athlete before her injury, and she wanted to play fast-pitch softball. She's already earned a gold in alpine skiing and wheelchair basketball, and now she's competing in para canoe in Rio for the 2016 Games.
And that's why I'm so passionate about it now. I really hope that people in the general public can sort of change their mindset about the possibilities of people with disabilities.
Rio's not really about the games, it's about the people. Speaking of sports, the 49ers opened their training camp in Santa Clara yesterday, and there's going to be a quarterback controversy between Blaine Gabbert and Colin Kaepernick.
Split it right down the middle, so I think we've got 24 reps today with the ones, so he'll get 12 of those, and he'll get 12 reps with the two, so him and Blaine will split it right down the middle with the ones and the twos.
New Niner coach Chip Kelly. The Hall of Fame game is this weekend in Canton, Ohio. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are. And with that lousy attitude, we bring you hour two of the attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, Joe's off today. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We have a lot of affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. And if you're looking to get not only this terrific program, but all the terrific shows on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, well, you've got a multitude of ways to do so, yes. If your device is a watch, you can do it there. If it's an iPhone, yep, got it covered. Android, yeah, no question about it. You got yourself a tablet, a PC, a laptop. Yeah, well, you got that covered too. And it's about the sites you can go to and the various different ways you can get the Spano and Black Attack. That's what's really exciting, because if you're on your way to work or you're at work, or say you got an early day, not up here in the Northeast, but you know, you're on the beach somewhere where it's not raining and you're enjoying yourself on this nice day, well, you know something, you can get you some Spano and Black right here. And look, you can start on our award-winning website. You go to the homepage, there's a listen live button, click, there you are. You're listening to us live. But if you're mad or want to mix it up a little bit and you listen to iHeart or TuneIn or Stitcher, all have the live button. You can get the show live, any of our show live, Tittle, Hefe, doesn't matter what it is. You can grab it, and there it is. And if there's a particular thing that you missed, you know, look, hour one, a lot of baseball talk, all about the Yankees and the Indians making that deal. We're going to continue that in hour two, but the meat of the bones was in hour one. You missed it. You want to grab it. Yeah, you can still do that. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing, radio on the go. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network, giving the guys and gals a little bit of a taste of home as they're protecting us overseas. Guess what? We're happy and proud to do it. We'll set the table for hour two on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh.
Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
The whole process of buying a home, it was terrifying.
We didn't know if it was even something that we could plausibly do. But having this estimate from Zillow, in which they kind of calculate out what the approximate value of that house maybe should be, it took all that kind of scary risk away. I can't tell you how much happier we are having a place of our own.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better, and I know I can trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. With events that feature special savings just for pros, getting the best price on the things I need couldn't be easier.
Right now at Lowe's, pro customers can receive 5% off at lowesforpros.com or 10% off with your Lowe's business credit card on purchases July 29th through August 7th. Visit lowesforpros.com for details and exclusions. Valid 7/29 through 8/7. Registration required for savings online. Credit offer subject to credit approval. U.S. only.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And we never give up. You know, it's all about never giving in and having the heart of a champion.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto Joe's off today at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack. And if you call, someone will answer, I promise. If Twitter is more your thing, like I said, at Bob Black 71. So you can always go there, too, if you want to communicate in a certain level of characters. You know, look, we'll set the table here for hour two. I'm going to continue with the baseball. There's obviously other movement in the trade market, but I do want to break down even further what's going on with the Yankees. Because, you know, again, when you talk about dynastic franchises, this is one of those franchises that, as I was saying before we ended hour one, in professional sports, in Major League sports, there are certain teams that just, they need to compete on a year-in, year-out basis. They just have to. They're iconic franchises, and when they disappear from the landscape, it's not only bad for the particular franchise in the particular city, but it's bad for the sport. Because even if it's a team that you love to hate, their ability to compete gives you that ability to hate. And you look around the landscape, and again, I made a comparison with some of the New York teams and how they have floundered for a long period of time, but are trying to get back to prominence. The Yankees have never been that franchise, at least in a long time. I shouldn't say never. But they've always competed. They've competed on an elite level. They have rings. But they haven't had rings in a long time. And, you know, when you look at it, they've got a first-rate group of owners. The Steinbrenner family has always spent money and has been willing to do it. And even with the passing of Big George, you know, the kids have done a decent job of running the franchise. They haven't gotten in their own way and not paying attention to the baseball people, which they need to do. Their minor leagues are in pretty good shape. They're in better shape now, but they were in pretty good shape. They're middle of the pack. And there's stability at the top. Brian Cashman has been in place for a long time now. Joe Girardi has been in place for a while now, and it doesn't look like he's going to take the fall for this season, which is good. And I was talking about the ability to break a team down, build it back up, and still remain competitive at the same time. And, you know, again, since they have opened up the new Yankee Stadium, they opened up with a bang, and you couldn't find a seat in Yankee Stadium, with the exception of the ultra-expensive seats behind home plate, which they want corporate to go that direction. Anyway, some of them were bought. People didn't show up for the games, whatever the circumstances were. But now it's different. They're not drawing particularly well. They're still drawing, you know, in the midst of the summer, and the fact they're still in it, they still draw, but not on the level that they were. I don't know that they'll make $3 million this year. Probably not. And therein lies the dilemma. And that was the selling job that Brian Cashman had to do to Hal Steinbrenner and the Steinbrenner family and their baseball executives, was we need to restock the farm system, hopefully develop another core four or core three or whatever it ends up being, and supplement the talent that we have. Because guys like Chase Headley, and with all due respect, Brett Gardner, I like him better than Joe does, but he's a piece you could certainly lose. And Jacoby Ellsbury and Carlos Beltran, who still hits. I don't know how, but he still hits. Is not going to be sellable to your fan base as this electric must-see team that you have to come out and view. And it's showing in the stands. It's showing with the ratings on the YES Network. Life is all tied in Yankee Land. They sell everything. Everything is sponsored. The microphone's sponsored. The booth is sponsored. Susan Waldman's hair is sponsored. John Sterling's wig. Never mind. You get the picture. And you can't sell all of that unless you have a team on the field that at least is perceived as having the ability to win championships. And they've been selling that to the public the last couple of years that they could do it. Hell, I picked them this year. Just as a fun pick, them and the Mets. Neither one's going to happen. But in this market, and you're sitting there and you're the Steinbrenner family and you got to write checks, you have to win. And they are now positioning themselves with the move of Chapman and with the move of Miller, maybe the move of Beltran or Gardner or whoever else they can get out the door, to compete. And you're going to see different faces. You're going to see different guys up and in that Yankee lineup. And part of it's going to come from the farm system. They're always active in free agency. Next year is going to be a transition year. I can tell you that right now. They're going to have to figure out what's available in a free agent market and what they're willing to spend. They've got a couple of bad contracts. But they also have a couple of guys that are ready to come up. And I think you're going to see two guys in particular in that lineup next year. One, I think, is a can't miss, although he's coming off an injury, and we'll have to see how that plays out. And the other one is a Kyle Schwarber-esque player that they're going to have to either fish or cut bait on in Aaron Judge. And that's the direction I want to take it here for a minute. You know, this is not a system bereft of talent. And when you look at guys like Aaron Judge, who's 24 years old now, he's getting to the fish or cut bait time. He's 6'7" and 275 pounds. On AAA, he's got 83 games in this year, 318 at-bats with 16 home runs and 54 RBIs. In Yankee Stadium, that launching pad, he's got the ability to bang out a lot of home runs. Now, he's got to take that game to the next level. You know, he's hitting 261. struck out 86 times in those 83 games. So he's not an all or nothing kind of guy. But the on-base percentage is 35%. Got to go up a little higher. Slugging's 469. Got to get that up over 500. And the OPS is 825. He can hit from, you know, both kinds of pitchers. It's not an issue. He's on a 7-day DL right now, but they'll get him right. And they've been giving him a taste. You know, they've been bringing him up, giving him a little taste. He's been okay. Overmatched a few times. But he's been okay. And, you know, as he's progressed through their farm system, you know, they do believe in him. And, he, you know, like I said, he's not all or nothing. He's hit for average. Again, the struggles, the adjustments, it takes a little time. He struggled when he first got up to AAA. They dropped him back down. But like I said, their team is not bereft of talent. Gary Sanchez, another guy, when McCann's done, Gary Sanchez is sliding right in. He hits. Tyler Austin, starting to come on as a first baseman. This guy's raking. You know, Jose Rosario, same thing, can play. You know, they're not bereft of talent. And now they're adding to it. With Frazier, with Sheffield. Again, Sheffield lower level. Frazier, a little bit more than that. Trying to do it on the fly. It's a delicate balance. I'm going to finish up that aspect of the trade and move on to other things here on the attack. I want to get to those last two prospects at the Indian ship because they're not just throw-ins, and I'll tell you why on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Google a try. Call 1-888-330-0123, and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
And it's going to be huge. Huge. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. And again, two more of the players that were included in the deal. We kind of veered off course here, but I'm having fun with this. I hope you are, too. There were two guys that were, quote-unquote, throw-ins, and it's really not the case. Ben Heller and J.P. Frierson. And, again, you never know how it's going to play out. Guys who are not necessarily number one draft picks or high draft picks. And the first two guys that we were talking about war and R. But a guy like Ben Heller, here's a guy, 6 foot three, he's 24 years old. So, you know, again, little old, but I'll tell you, it's a guy that they're probably going to end up bringing up. And J.P. Frierson, who is 23 years old. Now, they're both pitchers. Heller comes from the right side, Frierson from the right side as well. But to give you a little breakdown here, and again, don't forget, you gave up bullpen, all right? And the Yankees made a minor deal for Tyler Clippard, so they're not throwing in the towel yet. You know, again, number three becomes number one. Clippard goes in there. I don't know. They'll mix and match with him. Don't forget, he throws a lot of fly balls, and that's not a good thing in Yankee Stadium. You know, Heller, like I said, 24 years old, 3-2. He's got 12 saves and 13 chances with a 1.73 ERA for Columbus. That's not bad. 12 walks, 48 Ks, and only two home runs. He was also in Akron at AA. And combined, it was a 159 batting average with a .84 whip. Baseball America had him ranked as having the best fastball in the Indian organization. Mid to high 90s. Drafted him in the 22nd round. Came out of a small school. Now, over the four minor league seasons, 9-8 record, 31 saves with a 2.77. But here he is in triple saves, in triple A. Of those 31 saves, 12 of them have come this year. He's figuring it out. And only 122 hits and 226 strikeouts. And keeping opponents under 200 as a batting average. That's not a throw-in. That's a legitimate prospect. And like I said, I don't know if the Yankees are going to bring him up right away. They might want to look at it. But at worst, he's going to AAA. Now, Frierson, year younger, maybe not as good, but he's 4-3 with a 2.23 this year, five saves at AA. And he made the All-Star team. 16th round draft pick in 2014 out of UW Stevens Point. Top Division III prospect in the country by Baseball America. You know, again, small school. Sometimes it takes those guys a little while to develop. 21 saves and 23 chances. That doesn't suck. You know, that's not so bad. And so, you know, it again, four guys out of this mess. So they restocked their farm system in a big way with these four guys. And like I said, no, I don't think anybody here is a throw-in. Oh, we'll find out. You know, you don't hit a home run with everybody. But with that being said, pretty solid all the way around. And I think there's more to come. As we talked about in the beginning of the show, Jonathan Lucroy vetoes the trade to Cleveland. I don't know if that's going to change or not. Plus, I don't know if some of those pieces that were in place or ended up being in place for Andrew Miller were in place for Jonathan Lucroy, because that was the trade that was actually done first. But with that being said, he decides not to go. The prospects go back to the Indians. And he's going to be out there. And, you know, for whatever reason, and I'm still trying to figure this out, the Indians didn't offer financial inducement. That I get. But Lucroy was talking about concerns over playing time. And Yan Gomez is struggling. I mean, look, he's young, but he's struggled for over a year. You know, and maybe that's the aspect of it. Maybe they figure, because of the money that he's making, that they'll try to keep Gomes and maybe shop him around again in the offseason, and he doesn't want to bounce. I get it. I mean, the Indians could still end up grabbing a guy like Derek Norris, but they were really reaching for the fences, literally, with Lucroy. And puts him back out in the market. He doesn't have a no trade to the Mets or to the Rangers. So that possibility still exists. Or to the Dodgers. But for the Brewers, obviously the package that the Indians were offering, which was probably some of the guys that were involved in the Miller trade, was more attractive than what the other teams were offering. And now if they want to move him, probably going to have to accept a little less. If they don't move him, they're going to have an unhappy player who wants to be traded. And you're going to have him crying on the field, but you're going to have a Wilmer Flores redo where you got to bring the guy back into the clubhouse. And unlike Flores, who wanted to be a Met, Lucroy can't be too thrilled the fact that the Brewers are bouncing him around all over the place and saying, buy me, buy me, buy me. So it's a tough situation for Milwaukee, because they were trying to do the exact same thing that the Yankees did. Restock. This is a team that flat out is rebuilding. I mean, there's no getting around it. And again, there's some marquee guys still out there. He's one of them. Jay Bruce, Carlos Beltran. Although, I said this to Joe. He disagreed with me, but, you know, hey, it's what we do on a show sometimes. The market for Beltran, I don't think he's going to bring the haul that Joe does. We'll see. You know, again, there's still time, and we got a deadline coming up, and he could be a waiver deal as well, because with that salary, nobody's going to touch him. So we'll see. Another deal, Mariners and the Orioles, Wade Miley going to the O's. ERA, not too good, but, you know, solid left-hander. And they're looking to shore up their rotation. Look, he's 29 years old. He kind of is what he is right now. When you contrast pitching in Seattle, where it's pretty friendly, and going to Camden Yards, which is, it's not a homer happy place, but certainly more hitter friendly than Safeco Field is. It's an okay move. Ariel Miranda, he's an okay prospect going back to Seattle. It's not huge. But the thing about it for the Orioles, and again, their pitching has been pretty good. They're always looking to get better. Is what he's owed. And he's got $6 million left on this year. He's got $8 million in 2017, so it's a little more user friendly on the back end. And he's got a $12 million option on the last year of the contract, $500,000 buyout. And unless he turns into Cy Bleepin' Young, that ain't gonna happen. So they're stuck with him for next year at $8 million. So I guess in today's market, not so bad. They'll drop him into the rotation. You know, Miranda's okay. He's 27 years old. Seven seasons in Cuba. They're hoping to catch a little lightning in a bottle. Again, Orioles starters, they're nothing to write home about. 14th in the league with ERA 5.02. And they're contending. They're there. One of those under-the-radar deals that you try to make and you catch a little lightning in a bottle. But, again, nothing overly exciting and nothing in particular to write home about. But, we'll see how it plays out. Any pitching at this point in time for the Orioles is probably going to help them. Mark Melanson going to the Nationals. Nationals, once the deal got done for Andrew Miller, they knew that wasn't going to happen. So they reached out to the Pirates. Pirates this year, not going to happen. They got Felipe Rivero and Taylor Hearn. Wouldn't know him if I ran him over. But if you're the Nationals and you get into the playoffs, which they probably will, and you get into that ninth inning, are you content handing the ball to Jonathan Papelbon, whose ERA continues to climb towards the ceiling? He's 35 years old. It's part of the deal. Sometimes pitchers get old right before your eyes. He performed well for him last year. Was good in spots this year. Melanson, he gets it done. 1.51 this year. He's still rock solid. We'll pick it up on the other side with more baseball. Segue into the PGA and the Olympics before we wrap up this edition of The Attack. I'm Bob Black.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock.
It's here. The biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Folks, I'm the extra crispy Colonel from KFC, and it sure is hot out. You could fry an egg on the sidewalk, but you can't use the sidewalk to freshly double bread three chicken tenders and fry them up to an extra crispy, juicy finish and serve them with a biscuit, mashed potatoes, a cookie, and a drink for just $5. You can only get a real meal like that in my extra crispy tenders $5 fill-up. It's 100% guaranteed not to be fried on sidewalks. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
The two of you are a disaster. And together, you're beyond description.
I don't know. That's pretty harsh. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto out of the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. I have a craving for Twizzlers. I don't know why. But strawberry Twizzlers, yum. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Spotlight USA, you know the drill. And we're talking baseball. And, you know, look, it you make these deals, you hope for the best. And that's exactly what Baltimore did. It's exactly what Washington and the Pirates are doing. You know, again, Melanson, he's gonna close. And Papelbon in the past has said that, look, I close. This is what I do. You saw the run-in he had last year with Bryce Harper. Now, allegedly, they talked to him before they made the deal, which is the smart thing to do, according to Chelsea James, one of the writers. Papelbon was understanding, given his performance. And you would hope that he would be. I mean, statistically this year, there's absolutely no comparison. Melanson comes in and puts out the fire. Papelbon pours gasoline on it. And that's just how it is this year. That being said, they at least have a scenario where if Melanson struggles, needs some downtime, Papelbon can come in. Maybe with the pressure off in the heat of this pennant race, whatever he has left, he can still bring it to the table. We'll see. What Pittsburgh got back, and again, we play this mid-market game with these teams, and we get it. We understand why they do it. You know, the one pitcher, Rivero, is good. I mean, you know, he's got a 1.12 ERA. He's a good player. You know, but Melanson's a pending free agent, so they didn't get the whole package, as it were. It wasn't like they had to bankrupt the farm system. And don't forget, Nationals made it pretty adamant that they were not going to bankrupt their farm system. They got a lot of money invested in a lot of players right now. They're not going to be able to pay everybody. And some of these guys are going to move on. You know, Rivero at this point, you know, he's okay. This year he's struggling. But, you know, we'll see how it plays out. And Taylor Hearn is the other guy that is, they think he's first rate. And this guy flirts with 100 miles an hour. And he's got three pitches. But he's also a little wild, hasn't quite gained control yet. But considering 22nd, fifth rounder, you know, that's they may have something. They may have something. Because if you tickle in 100, you know, not so bad. The ERA is high, but he's striking out 84 batters in 77 innings. He gets ground balls. Again, control's improved, but he's got to work on it. So, you know, you hate to see the Pirates give up, but they are kind of waving the white flag. They're saying they're not. But, yeah, we'll see how it plays out.
Braves made a minor deal. Oliveira going to the Padres for Matt Kemp. And Kemp's had a good year this year. But his salary is just prohibitive. But the Braves get a pretty decent stick. Can't play the outfield anymore. And I was kind of surprised that, because he just, with the knee, just can't move. And I was kind of surprised it didn't end up being an American League deal with Matt Kemp. But, you know, it's the way it plays out. And nothing, nothing floating right now. You know, Shelby Miller could be moving. We talked about Bruce. We talked about Beltran. They're going to try to get other things done. I mean, there's no question about it. There will be stuff that happens literally at the 24th hour. But, at least as of right now, everybody's kind of sitting tight and they're waiting for it to shake down. And, you know, there's going to be more stuff. It's going to be more stuff. It was a pretty big injury and it kind of flew under the radar with the everything that went on with the trades and everything else as we're approaching the deadline. But Troy Tulowitzki got hit in the thumb by a Chris Tillman pitch and broke his thumb, or fractured it, it looks like, anyway. He said he can still play defense, but, you know, whether or not he can grip the bat remains to be seen. I mean, he's got 18 home runs this year. He's been a solid contributor, much more so than I thought he was going to be leaving Colorado and going to Toronto. But if they lose him, that's a big hit. Solid, terrific defensively still. And like I said, it flew under the radar a little bit. But that's a jolt. That's a jolt in a big way. So, you know, keeping an eye on that. And whatever we have going on with the rest of the baseball stuff. If anything breaks before we get to the top of the hour, I'll let you know. Jimmy Walker wins the PGA, by a shot over Jason Day in a tournament that was good in a lot of ways and not so good in other ways. You know, Baltusrol, they rolled the dice on his course. Course was messy, but Walker gets the Wanamaker Trophy. And he is the fourth this year first-time winner with the majors. It's been one of those years. And it was one of the things when we were previewing this that we were talking about, in the fact that, I don't want to say there was no juice, but there wasn't the level of guys playing for 3 out of 4 or the continental majors or whatever the circumstances were to get the excitement into it. PGA is kind of the afterthought anyway of the majors. And look, you've got plenty of golf coming up, Olympics, you got FedEx, Ryder, you know, West Coast Florida swings going into next year. But as far as I don't want to say we're officially in the silly season, but we kind of are. But Jimmy Walker gets a championship. Nice. You know, Wanamaker Cup's damn near as big as he is. Walker went wire to wire. Impressive. And when he came out for the front nine, he did exactly what you're supposed to do. And when you looked at who was behind him, you know, Jason Day, obviously, but the rest of the guys behind him that were in position to put pressure on him were not guys with proven track records in majors. And Day was going to be the guy that was going to pressure him. And he ended up, you know, being within a stroke. But Walker did exactly what he was supposed to do. He parred every single hole on the front nine and didn't put himself in a position to lose the tournament. Then on 10, and 11, he had two extraordinary things happen. And this is where the energy finally got back into the golf tournament, because again, it was kind of pedestrian. You know, there wasn't that juice. And on the 10th hole, he's in the bunker or at the green and holes it out. Boom. Saves his hind end there. Then he's got a 30-foot birdie on 11, and he's off to the races. You know, Jason Day looking to defend his championship, all of a sudden down the back, he's putting the heat on. Makes an eagle on 18, put the pressure in, and, you know, they're in the group directly ahead of Walker. Now, if you don't think that's pressure, an eagle to get himself within one stroke. I mean, he did everything he had to do. Heads to the 18, trailing by a deuce. Oh, okay. It's a par 5. I hit a bleeping laser onto the green, and I make my eagle. That's good as it gets. And Walker, calm as could be. No Vandeveld moment. 2-putt par, walks into the clubhouse. Not bad. Not bad. You know, and again, it Rory didn't even make the cut. The other guys didn't really fire. Jordan and Phil finished pretty far back in the pack. It's, you know, Johnson didn't make the cut. And, you know, again, for the lack of juice, it ended up at the very end being a hell of a good tournament. Running the leaderboard down a little bit for you. Like we said, Walker going wire to wire. And when you look at that, pretty impressive. Opened up with a 65, finishes with a 67. You know, you can't really ask for much more than that. Jason Day trying to defend, and he did everything he could. And yesterday, you know, when you think about it, yesterday was his worst round, and this actually helped Walker because he was struggling. And that eagle got him under par. Oh, it got him to par for the day, excuse me. You know, it was par 70 at Baltusrol. That eagle took him to par. He was playing two over for the day. You know, again, down the line, Patty Harrington had a nice round, 68 to finish at 274. Spieth ended up tied for 13. And you know, we talked about this with our golf expert last week, and I brought up the subject of the guy's won a couple of tournaments. He just hasn't won a major this year. How can it be a disappointing year? But everybody's telling him it's a disappointing year. So that's how he was interpreted. Rory didn't make the cut. And again, you know, we talk about this all the time. And I also think, and I read some articles where they felt as if the lack of what was going to be perceived as the big three, Jason Day, Rory, and Spieth, not firing this year in the majors and making it happen, that was okay for golf. The fact that it was kind of this mishmash of players. It's not. I couldn't disagree more. They need to have these rivalries as they move on from Tiger. You know, the Phil story splashed in every once in a while is a nice thing. You know, Kamer, nice story. It's all well and good, but the reality is they have to have these rivalries and be able to sell that on Sundays in order to have golf draw. Otherwise, it's not appointment viewing. This major was not appointment viewing. All due respect to Jimmy Walker, who did a hell of a job. We'll finish it up right there on the other side if we step out here on this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Deck. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Hope you enjoyed this edition of the Attack. And again, we were talking about the PGA before we went away. And, you know, look, there was very little juice, and I'm happy for Jimmy Walker. 1.8 million in the bank certainly does a lot. 600 FedEx points, that does a lot. But they need these rivalries, and they need those big three at the top in order to make it work. You can't not have it. And if you do, you're going to have problems. And if you don't, you're going to have problems. Excuse me. You know, the reality is, you just literally need to have a rivalry. It works in all sports. And when you have a mishmash of names that people are not familiar with, they're not household names, you don't get that electricity. And this tournament didn't have electricity until the back nine. And, you know, looking at it from that perspective, you got to get on top of it. And, you know, look, this is how it is. It's no disrespect towards Jimmy Walker. But again, four different guys went into majors this year. None of them named Spieth, McIlroy. Got to be different. And those guys, you know, it's not that they've had bad years. Well, McIlroy kind of has. But Spieth's had a good year. It just hasn't been a major year. And these guys need to be in contention. Had he not blown the Masters, Spieth, I'd be having an entirely different conversation. But as it stands right now, next year, they got to get it in gear and make sure it works. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. Hope you enjoyed everything. We'll be back at you with a fresh new edition of a trade day discussion, trade deadline day discussion of Major League Baseball here on The Attack. Have a great day, everybody.